Jayarad Amadhav Makunabihahure. Jayarad Madhava Kunjabehare. Gopijana Malabha Giri Maladhare. Gopijana Malabha Giri Maladhare. Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tera Malachari. Yamuna te Ravana Chalti. Jai Ho Radha Ho Madhava Kunja Viharati. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Viharati. Gopi Jana Malabha Giri Varadhavati. Gopi Jana Malabha Giri Varadhavati. Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Manachalti. Yamuna te Ravana Chalti. Jai Ho Radha Ho Madhava Kunja Viharati. Jai Ho Radha Ho Madhava Kunja Viharati. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Paravidikacharya Also Tera Satashi Shimad His Divine Grace Avaya Chalanala Bhaktivedanta Goswami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Anandakoti Vaishnav Vrind Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. friend's sake, oh Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Gadadha Srivasita Gaur Bhakta Vrindagijai Sri Sri Radhakrishna Gopikopatna Sayam Kunda Radhakunda Giri Govardhan Kijai Vrindavanam Kijai Maturadam Kijai Jagadadha Sami Kijai Yamunamai Kijai Srimati Lasiti Kijai Samaveda Bhakta Vrindagijai Gaur Premadanda Hari Hari Bol. All glory is the assembled devotees. All glory is the assembled devotees. All glory is the assembled devotees. All glory is to Sri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Padanta Swami Namani. Namaste, Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharani Nivashesha Srinivadi Paschatate Jatarni. So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, 30th Chapter, Text 7. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Kachit Tulasi Kalyani Govinda Chalana Priye Saha Twali Kulair Vibrad Drishtas Te Ati Priyo Achutaha Kachit Tulasi Kalyani Govinda Chanana Priye Sahatwali Sahatwali Kular Vibrad Drishtas Te Ti Priyo Chutaha Kachetulasi Kalyani Govinda Chananapriye Sahatvali Kular Bibrad Drishtas Te Ti Priyochutaha Kachetulasi Kalyani Govinda Charana Priye Sahatwali Kutar Bibrad Drishtas Te Ti Priyo Chutaha. Okay. Tell him to go on Facebook, my Facebook page. And then he'll be able to hear it. I don't know why my Pro TV thing isn't working. All right. Well, actually, yeah, maybe I do know why it's not working. Hold on a second. Let's check. No. Everything's on, so you can go on Facebook. Okay. Cutchit weather. Tulasi. Old Tulasi plant. Kalyani. Oh, kind one. Govinda of Lord Krishna. Chanana, the feet. Priye, you to whom are dear. Saha, together with. Tva, you. Hali, of bees. Gunahai, swarms. Vibrat, carrying. Drishtaha, seen. Te, by you. Ati priyaha, very dear. Achutaha, Lord Achuta. So translation, O most kind Tulasi, to whom the feet of Govinda are so dear, have you seen that infallible one walk by, wearing you and encircled by swarms of bees? You can repeat. O most kind Tulasi, to whom the feet of Govinda are so dear, have you seen that infallible one walk by, wearing you and encircled by swarms of bees? Purport by the servants of His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The acharyas explain here that the word charana is a term of respect, as in the expression evam vadant yachara charanaha. The bees humming around the garland worn by Sri Govinda were attracted by the fragrance of the Tulasi Manjaris offered to him. The gopis felt that the trees had not replied because they were male, but that Tulasi, being female, would sympathize with their plight. And so we'll read the commentary by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Approaching Tulasi, Malati, and other plants, the gopis thought these plants being female, and therefore knowing the pain that women experience in love, will be favorable to us. Therefore, we will ask them. Thinking like this, they approached the chief plant, Tulasi, and asked, O fortunate one, you are fortunate being dear to the feet of Govinda, and we are unfortunate because of separation from Krishna. Govinda Charana Priya can also mean dear to the respectable Govinda, where Charana indicates respect, as in the phrase Acharya Charana, the respectable teacher. You are also dear to him. Expecting such an answer, the gopis said, true, though that is so, you are more fortunate because of additional attractive qualities, for you never experience separation. Wearing a garland of your leaves, Tva Vibrat, he has gone off. That is because of your greater qualification. Not even considering the disturbance of thousands of bees that go along with you, he has gone off. Being fond of fragrances, Krishna has not accepted us because we do not have such fragrance. And then we'll just read Jiva Goswami's commentary and then talk a little. Since these trees are males and siding with Krishna out of malice, they do not speak to us on understanding our pride. They then questioned Tulasi on their side, since she was a female, imagining that she has seen him since it was known that she had unlimited fortune by gaining his affection. O Tulasi, who makes our birth auspicious, or O Tulasi, most fortunate. The reason for her fortune is mentioned. Actually, it's a mistake here. O Tulasi, dear to the feet of Govinda, Lord of Gokula, Shri Atvadambuja Vrajas Chakrame Tulasya Lava Vivakasi Padam Kila Britcha Jushtam Yasya Svavikshana Gutanya Sura Prayasas Tadvad Vayam Chatava Pada Raja Prapannaha. Beautiful verse, actually. Goddess Lakshmi, whose glance is sought after by the devatas with great endeavor, has achieved the unique position of always remaining on the chest of Lord Narayan. Still, she desires the dust of his lotus feet, even though she has to share that dust with Tulasi and indeed with the Lord's many other servants. Similarly, we have approached the dust of your lotus feet for shelter. Or charna can mean respect, as in the phrase, this is also spoken by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. Acharya Charana Vedanti. The respected Acharya speaks. That respect is submitted with humility. O Tulasi, dear to the king Gokula, since he loves you, he must have come here. She must be dear because he wears her garlands. He cannot ignore you, since he has affection for you. They hint that he has great affection for the gopis also, or even though the garland is surrounded by bees, Krishna wears it. This shows his affection. The bees cannot avoid that garland because of it is very dear to the Lord. Thus, Tulasi's great qualities are indicated. It is also impossible for him to hide because of the buzzing bees. Therefore, he must have come here, and you must have seen him. He will not leave you, Achyutaha. That's very interesting. Okay, go back to the verse. Kachit Tulasi Kalyani Govinda Chetana Priyay Sahatwali Kulavitrad Drishtas Te Ti Priyo Chutaha. So, Om Ganati Mirandasha Gananjana Shilakaya Chakshur and Meditam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Of course, recently we had this ceremony, Tulsi Shalagram Vivai. I understand you didn't do it at the temple. It wasn't organized. Very unfortunate. It's actually a very important ceremony. We started doing it after some time, actually, when Prabhupada was on the planet. They had not instituted it yet. And it shows how dear Tulsi is to Krishna. And there's some quotes here from this, from the Padma Purana and the other Puranas about Tulsi Devi and the benefit of worshiping Tulsi Devi. But actually before that, I wanted to read prayers glorifying Vrinda Devi. Vrinda Devi is Tulsi Devi, the other name of Tulsi Devi. And she manifests herself not only as a plant, but in other ways too, to assist the Lord's pastimes in Vrindavan. So you can understand a lot of these pastimes that we're reading today are actually organized by Tulsi or Vrinda Devi. So not only is she appearing as a plant, and she's always with Krishna, which is really interesting because sometimes the gopis experience separation from Krishna. They're not with Krishna. But Tulsi is always with Krishna, you know, 24/7. And there's no question of separation. Of course, there was that pastime, you know, Tulsi Shalagram Vivah, where there's apparently separation. But in Braj, Tulsi is never separated from Krishna. So there's 8 prayers that are written in glorification of Vrinda Devi, and I thought I would read those in class in relationship with Tulsi Devi. Gangaya Champaya Tared Vinindi Rochi Pravatha Asna Pitatma Vrindevi Banduka Bandhu Jyuti Divya Vasi Rinde Namaste Charanaravindam. And the translation is, O Brinda, you are adorned with an extremely brilliant transcendental dress, which is as red as a banduka flower. By your own supremely beautiful bodily luster, you put to shame the combined effulgence of pure gold, champaka flowers, and lightning bolts. And also by that same luster of yours, You are continuously bathing your own personal associates, namely all the moving and non-moving residents of the Vrindavan forest. We therefore offer our respectful obeisances unto your divine lotus feet. So Vrindadevi is actually in charge of all the moving, and unmoving means like the trees, the plants, creepers, and everything like that. She's the boss, so she arranges the different scenes. She arranges the different, like, weather patterns in Braj, because all the different seasons are manifest in different forests in Vrindavan. And actually, Vrindavana, isn't it? Vrindavana is named after her. It's the forest of Vrinda. Now, sometimes the word Vrindavan indicates one particular forest, the Vrindavan forest, which is actually the largest forest of all of the Braj area. And sometimes it indicates the city of Vrindavan. Like you say, we're going to Vrindavan right now. And sometimes it indicates all of Braj. So it depends on the particular context. And Vrinda's forest, actually, it goes all the way from where Vrindavan is, the city of Vrindavan is, all the way to Govardhan. That's all Vrindavan forest, but we're talking about Vrinda in terms of the forest. So the most important pilgrimage places in Braj are actually within the forest of Vrindavan. And there's other forests, Bahulavan, like that. But this is the most important because you have Radhakund there. Radhakund and Govardhan. So, but she's in charge of all the vans, all the different forests, whether it's Talavan or Bahulavan or any of the Madhuvan, they're all under her jurisdiction. And she serves Krishna in this way. And then sometimes she's arranging for, let's say, the tax pastimes between Radha and Krishna. I mean, there's so many nice things. Or just like we hear about the when there was the Manasaganga pastime, where Krishna was crossing the Manasaganga, and he was the boatman, the old boatman, and there was a storm and everything. She arranged for that too. So she arranges for everything. She's like the person who arranges all the scenes in a play, all the scenes and all the scenery. So text two. Bimbarhara divara nanda hasha nesagara mukta dhyuti dipatasha vichitra ratna bara na shriyadhye rinde namaste charanada vindam. O Vrinda, the countenance of your face is especially radiant, being decorated by your gentle, sweet smile, which has sprouted from your reddish lips resembling bimba fruits, as well as by being embellished with your pearl nose ornament. You are also endowed with loveliness by your body being decorated with multifarious, wonderfully jeweled ornaments. We therefore prostrate ourselves at your beautiful lotus feet. Verse 3. Samasta Vaikuntha Shiro Manau Shri Krishna Shavrinda Vandanya Dandi Tathadikare Rishabhanu Putriya Rinde Namaste Chatanara Vindam. O Vrinda, the supremely pure abode of Sri Krishna, known as Vrindavana Dhamma, which is the crest jewel amongst all the planets of the spiritual sky, is presided over by the charming daughter of King Vrishabhanu, Sri Radhika. But she has awarded you with the power and authority to maintain this divine realm as your service to her. Whew. This is why we offer most heartfelt obeisances unto your beautiful lotus feet. And that's really intense. She's awarded you with the power and authority to maintain this divine realm as your service to her. Think about that. verse 4. Twadagya pailava pushpa bringa mrigadi bir madhavakeri kunjaha madhva divir vanti vivushamana brinde namaste charanada vindam. O Vrinda, all the multitudes of Lord Madhava's love sporting bowers become supremely beautified by being decorated under your direction with fresh leaves, sprouts, flowers, bees, deer, peacocks, talking parrots, all types of animals and birds, as well as with wonderful seasons headed by spring. We therefore offer our respectful obeisances unto your divine lotus feet. And text 5, verse 5. Twariya dyutjena nikunja yuno ratyutkayo karivilasa siddhi twatso bhagam kena iruchatam tad Vrinde namaste chadanada vindam. O Vrinda, by your expertly intelligent services, a messenger for the divinely amorous couple of the bower, their transcendental love sports thereby become successfully fulfilled. Who in this world could possibly even speak of your great fortune? We therefore must simply bow down before your beautiful lotus feet. Text 6. Rasa bilaso vasatischa vindi vane chvadishangri sarojasava labhyapsha purisham kripaya tavaiva vrinde namaste chadanada vindam. O Vrinda, devotees who have the desire to participate in the rasa dance, who long to live eternally in Vrindavan, and who hope only to achieve devotional service to the lotus feet of your most beloved lords, easily attain the everlasting fulfillment of all their desires by your most gracious mercy. We therefore bow down to your divine lotus feet. More, 7. Yeah, 7. Tvam kirtiyase satvata tantra vidvur lila vedana kila krishna shaktihi tavaiva murti stulasi Riloke vrinde namaste chadanada vindam. O Vrinda, highly qualified sages who are well versed in the tantras of the mode of pure goodness. Because tantra, the word tantra means actually connect. It's not a negative word. Sometimes we call people that are tantric. That means they're just working on left-handed tantra. But the word tantra, we have Vaishnava tantra like Narada Pancharatra, Narada Bhakti Sutras, would actually tell us, and even the Nectar Devotion is Vaishnava tantra, because it tells us how to connect. It's like Abhideya, how to connect with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So don't misunderstand the word tantra here. Those are well-versed in tantras of the mode of pure goodness, goodness tantras. The scriptures written by the Lord's pure devotees have praised you as being the personified energy of Lord Krishna known as Leela Shakti. Wow. See? So we have a devotee named after her. The energy that helps perform his pastimes. You're also very famous in the world for your appearance here in the form of the tree known as Srimati Tulasi Devi. Therefore, we offer our most respectful obeisances unto your lotus feet. Verse 8. Vakcha vihina parada lakshay shiptascha karmadi tarangamadje kripa mayitvam sharanam prapana Vrinde namaste chadanada vindam. Unfortunately, bereft of devotional service and due to committing hundreds and thousands of offenses, we have been cast deep into the ocean of material existence. Indeed, we are being tossed about by the terrible waves of lust, anger, greed, etc. O most merciful one, our souls are surrendered unto you, and we offer our most respectful obeisances unto your divine lotus feet. And finally, there's the benediction. You know, there's usually an additional verse. When we talk about an ashtaka, there's an additional verse, which is usually the benediction of anybody who recites these, etc. So this is the benediction. It's called the Shruti Pala. Shruti Pala means the fruit of hearing. And you find that at the end of many of the chapters of Srimad Bhagavatam and the Puranas, that there's a benediction given. So many times when the Vaishnavas write poetry and it's an ashtaka, they actually go, ashtaka means eight, they go to nine, which is the final benediction, which is really nice. Dashtakam ya smuyat patedva vrindavanadisha padabja bringa saprapya vrindavan nityavasam tat prema sevam lavate kritartaha. Whoever hears or recites these eight prayers in glorification of Sri Vrinda Devi, becoming just like a bumblebee that is always anxious to taste the sweet nectarian lotus feet of the divine couple, the lords of Vrindavan, such a person verily attains eternal residence in Vrindavan. Having finally achieved the supreme goal of life, one thus remains situated in the ecstatic loving service of the divine couple, Sri Sri Radha Madhava. Amazing prayers, isn't it? And these prayers are written by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So, and then here's the benedictions. I'm going to read some of this. This is from some of my notes for the Tulsi Shalagram Vivaha. Of course, I did tell the story of Tulsi Shalagram Vivaha in online class. So, but these are additional notes. Whoever worships Tulsi Devi with her eight names and their meanings, Vrinda, Vrindavani, Vishwapavani, Vishwapujita, Tulasi, Pushpasara, Nandini, and Krishna Jivani, and properly sing this hymn of eight verses, acquires the merit of performing an Ashwamedha horse sacrifice. Because Tulsi was born on the lunar day of the full moon in the month, of Kartik, Lord Hari prescribed this day for her worship. Whoever worships her on this day will be freed from all sins and go to the spiritual world. So that's why it's important to celebrate this Tulsi Shalagram Vivaha. Whoever out of reverence gives Lord Vishnu a Tulsi leaf in the month of Kartik will gain the same benefit as obtained by giving the gift of 10 million cows. By hearing or recalling the Tulsi hymn, well, this is, some of these are benedictions that we may not want. A son will be born to a sonless woman. A wife will be obtained by a wifeless man. Obviously, we don't want those benedictions. Health will be restored to a diseased person. There's even that story that Vidyananda Maharaj told that he got very sick in India one year because, actually the reason he got sick is that someone sent some prasadam from Gainesville. Gayatri sent a cake and he was sick and he was practically fainting and Prabhupada said just drink some Tulsi water and he got better immediately. Of course Tulsi has to be offered to Krishna. It's not that you just drink the water or make some, you know, like they have sometimes Tulsi soap and Tulsi this and Tulsi that. That's actually offensive to use Tulsi for anything if she's not offered to Krishna. So freedom will be given to a prisoner, fearlessness will be bestowed upon the terrified, and salvation will be given to the sinners. Hmm. Without invoking the goddess, one can reverentially meditate on her and adore her with the 16 ingredients in the following way. Of all flowers, Tulsi is the best. She is worshipful and beautiful and burns up the fuel of sins like the flame of fire. Of all the goddesses, she is the most sacred. Because no one can compare to her, she is called Tulasi. I worship this goddess who is entreated by all. She is placed on the heads of all, desired by all, and makes the universe holy. She bestows liberation from this world and devotion to Lord Hari. I worship her. Anyway, so we'll end here. So we're just using this opportunity to glorify Tulsi Devi. Does anyone have any questions? Questions or comments? Yes. Yeah. Yogamaya, of course, in Krishna's pastime is Purnamasi. And Purnamasi, it's interesting, she's the grandmother of Madhu Mangal and is the mother of Sandapani Muni, who is Krishna's guru. So Yogamaya sort of like serves as the mother of the guru. She's like a guru type of personality in Vrindavan. And you'll find in many of the, let's say, the arguments that occur between Radha and Krishna, especially with the tax pastimes, you'll find that Purnamasi comes out and she sort of mediates between Radha and Krishna and between Krishna and the gopis. Just like that story, a Dhananavartana story. That story is that when the coward girls, the gopis, they were going to the Govindakund carrying some milk products, and Krishna stopped them. And Krishna tried to extract some taxes. This is a famous story that I've told many times. And Krishna was very romantic in his stopping the gopis. He was actually saying that I'll charge for Radharani, I'll charge so much for your beautiful lips, your beautiful ears. You know, he went through the whole transcendental body of Srimati Radharani. And Radharani was getting angrier and angrier. And of course she also appreciated, you know, her anger is actually very much appreciated, enjoyed by Krishna and enjoyed by her. You know, this is loving exchange. In the material world, it's hard to understand how anger would be a loving exchange. And Krishna sometimes, even with his queens, like Rukmini, he tries to get them angry so he can enjoy that loving exchange. Because with Satyabhama, Rukmini, he's not successful. But with Satyabhama, he doesn't even have to try. She gets angry and he enjoys that. So anyway, getting back to Purnamasi, there's this argument between Krishna and the gopis and the coward boys and, you know, yelling and screaming at each other. And finally she cools them down and says, all right, the next day you can come, that is the gopis, and they'll pay the taxes the next day. So the next day they come back and they have many more gopis. Then they overpower the coward boys and tie the coward boys, including Krishna, to a tree. Like another Damodar story, where Krishna gets tied around his waist to a tree, and they're threatening them with sticks, you know, and hitting them lightly. You know, obviously, they're not really beating them. So Purnamasi plays that role, and also she plays the role, being Yogamaya, of enabling Krishna to forget that he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and enabling the gopis to not know that Krishna is the Supreme, the gopis and the other residents of Vrindavan. So they sort of work together. In many of the plays of Srila Rupa Goswami, especially the Vidagdha Madhava, you find the exchange between Yogamaya and Vrindadevi. Yogamaya is much older, obviously, because she's grandmother type of person. And Brinda Devi, she's a very young girl, like 16 years old. And she's, it's amazing. She just like tells the parrots what to do, what to say, and, I mean, creates a whole atmosphere. She's the stage designer in Vrindavan. So, that's the difference between. But obviously, there are expansions of Srimati Radharani. So Radharani is the Adi Shakti, the original potency of the Supreme Personality Godhead. And of course, she expands herself as the Lalita, Vishakha, and the Astasakis, who are not Jiva souls. And then there's expansions as Brinda Devi and other personalities like that. Also, sometimes Subhadra is understood as Yogamaya too. Subhadra, but when Subhadra also expands herself as Mahamaya too in this material world. So this is all Shakti. This is Shakti Tattva. So they're not ordinary. It's not that you can become Brinda Devi. You can assist Brinda Devi. That would be pretty nice, isn't it? Be assisting Brinda Devi. Yes, she would say, you know, decorate this bower. Okay. Yes. Yes, ma'am. So these are just wonderful. I mean, just we hearing about these pastimes makes everything just very personal and attractive in the spiritual world. And how those, all these different, I don't want to use the word characters, but all these different roles, that's a better word. All these different roles are fulfilled by different devotees who are arranging everything for the pleasure of Radha and Krishna. So Tulsi does that. And Tulsi, as the Tulsi tree, is always with Krishna around his neck. And anyway, so any... What's that? Oh, it's extremely important because you can't worship Krishna without worshiping Tulsi. You can't offer any food. Krishna doesn't accept any variety of opulent foods unless Tulsi is worshipped, unless Tulsi is on the prasadam, or on the boga, sorry. We offer boga. Okay, that happy note. Tulsi Maharani Ki Jai. Whoops. Jai. Shishi Radhagalokananda, Radhagalokananda Ki Jai. Govindam Hari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Govindam Hari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. Hari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Govindam Hari Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Govindam Hari Purusham Vedam Kana Kanta Maravindalaya Taksham Bhagavatam Samasitam Buddha Sundarangam Kanda Bhagavatita Maniya Nisheshashova Govindam Hari Purusham Sakalan
Kriya Kriti Manti Lasyan Vipam Vikayati Kiram Jagandhi Ananati Maya Sadhu
Jala Vigrasya Jago, jago, koratan abohai, di, koratan abohai, kutanendra, yau mai ap, pisati rakodai. Kutanidra yamaya visati rakone Mahajiva pariyage se samsara vitarane Mahajiva pariyage se Samsara vitare Pulea ruhire to me Apityavara pare Apityavara pare Tomare like the army Oino avatara Tomare laite ami Oino avatara Ami vina Vannu araga Keyapche tomara Ami vina vannu Noara, kya chayat mara? Ene chayat shoti maya, natsi barana ki. Yasoni maya. Adinama mantra Lao to me maki Lao to me maki Pakati venona prabhu Charane pariya Se Hari Namah Mantra noi la macchia. Jago, jago, goratan na bonaire. Goratan edrya maya, disatira kore. Namah Om Vishnu Vajaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutalai Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Samaniti Namine Namaste, namaste, namaste. Saraswati Devi, Kuravani Pracharine, Devasesha, Shunyavani, Matsyachare Satarine. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Sivasadi Dormakta Grinda Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaurakta Gwinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Mauri O Te. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hey Krishna, Hey Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hey Krishna, Hey Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Bo, Hare Bo, Hare Bo. Paramahansa, Parabhadakacharya, Osuteta, Satishi, Shimad, His Divine Grace, Abhaya, Chalanada, Bhaktivedanta, Goswami, Srila Prabhupada, Gijai, ISKCON, Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, Gijai, Anandakoti, Vaishnav, Vrinda, Gijai, Namacharya, Srila Haridas, Thakur, Gijai, Prem Seh, O Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Gadadha, Shivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Gajai, Shri Shri Radha Krishna, Gopikapatna Shayam Kudda, Radha Kudda, Giddi Govardhan Gajai, Vrindavanam Gajai, Maturidam Gajai, Jagadada Swami Gajai, Yamunamaya Gajai, Shrimati Lasadeva Gajai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Gajai, Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Bo. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastaya Gurule Srimada Bhakti Vananta Swami Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gaurmani Vajani Nathasasas Nivadi Paschata Deshi Tarni. So read the translation. Lord Gaurachandra is calling, wake up, sleeping soul. Wake up, sleeping soul. How long will you sleep in the lap of the witch called Maya? You have forgotten the way of devotional service and are lost in the cycle of birth and death. I have descended just to save you. I am your only true friend other than me. What friend do you have? I have brought the medicine that will wipe out the disease of illusion from which you suffer. Take this great chant for deliverance, Maha Mantra, the names of Hari. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, falling at the Lord's lotus feet, takes shelter of the Hari Na Mantra, the Lord's holy names. Bhakti Vinod Thakur ki jai.
Exhausted. Yeah, kirtan starting at 11, and then there'll be offerings of gratitude from 1 to 2, and then Thanksgiving feast at 2 or so. So everybody who's listening online, please come and join the devotees for real Thanksgiving, thanking Sri Sri Radhika Lokananda for their mercy. Hari Bo.
Vagni Nivapanam
Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam Pratipadam Purnam Ritaswadhanam Sarvan Masnapanam Param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam
Nam Nam
Vardhan Vijasarva Shakti Tatrapitani amitasmaranena kala etad vishita vakripa bhagavan mamapi durdaiva midvishamiha janina nuraga trinadapi sunichena tarorapi suhishuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadha